KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 68 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon, a high around 82 with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall this morning. The Creston Police Department reports 5 arrests over the past few days. Early this morning, 38-year-old Angel Rodriguez of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability, insurance, accident-related. Rodriguez was being held at the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Sunday evening, 33-year-old Jeffrey Hoffman of Creston was arrested on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of violation of a no-contact order. Hoffman was released to Adams County deputies. Sunday morning, 27-year-old Zachary Titus of Creston was arrested at his home for domestic abuse assault causing injury. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Late Saturday morning, 34-year-old Sean Tyndall of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended and possession of a controlled substance for his defense. Tyndall was later released on a $1,300 bond. And Friday evening, 29-year-old Dalton Cormini of Creston was arrested for interference with official acts, driving while barred, and for 2 counts possession of a controlled substance, second offense. He was later released on a $5,300 bond. Also in the news, latest report from the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department shows 3 people were arrested on drug charges last Thursday after deputies executed a search warrant at 707 Atlantic Street in Walnut. Authorities say 38-year-old Amy Joy Carmen and 30-year-old Jesse Suzanne Peterson were each charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 34-year-old Philip Michael Houston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A man from Neola was arrested last Thursday following a call about a person who was armed. Deputies responded to the 400 block of First Street, where they arrested 27-year-old Daryl Jerome Boyer for carrying a weapon, that being a loaded gun, within city limits. Boyer was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and unauthorized possession of an offensive weapon. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a total of $7,300 bond. Pott County Sheriff's officials said also 35-year-old Daniel Joseph Shreves was arrested early Friday morning after deputies were dispatched to Interstate 880 for a reported impaired driver. They located the vehicle in the center median at the 5-mile marker of I-880. Shreves was charged with OWI first offense. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Sunday had reported 113 new COVID-19 positive tests and no additional deaths. The health department reported 400,847 total positive tests and 6,035 total deaths since the start of the pandemic. Iowa reports also nearly 2.7 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered, and more than 1.3 million individuals have completed their vaccination series. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate as of 10 a.m. Sunday was 2.8%. The 7-day average was 2.7%. Health Department data show more than 5 million total tests have been administered. There are now 122 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That's down from 131 the previous day. Iowa reports 37 patients in an ICU. 121 COVID patients were admitted, and 16 patients were on ventilators as of Sunday. In RMCC Region 4, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, there remain 7 patients hospitalized with COVID or symptoms of the virus. 4 people with COVID in an ICU. No new admissions were reported, and 1 person remained on a ventilator. 2 of Iowa's long-term care facilities also continue to report some COVID-19 outbreaks, those being the Risen Sun Christian Village in Pottawatomie County and the Clarion Wellness and Rehab Center in Wright County. The health department said 17 positive cases and 1 recovery among residents and staff were associated with those 2 facilities. The state says also 2,359 care facility deaths have occurred since the beginning of the pandemic. Well, testimony resumes today in a trial for Christian Bahena Rivera. He's charged with first-degree murder in connection with the July 2018 death of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, who went missing while on a run in Brooklyn, Iowa. Her body was found a month later in a rural cornfield. The trial began last week with 2 days of jury selection. Testimonies began on Wednesday and continued through Friday. During the first days of testimonies, Tibbetts' boyfriend at the time, Dalton Jack, took the stand and testified to his last interactions with Molly. He said he was out of town for work during the time of her disappearance. The defense attorney questioned Jack about inconsistencies between his testimony and statements to police. A community member testified to seeing Tibbetts running moments before she disappeared. Responding officers gave statements on what happened when they arrived at the home of Blake Jack, Dalton Jack's brother. Tibbetts was staying at the Dalton's brother's residence during the summer. On Thursday, law enforcement took the stand, including members of the FBI, Division of Criminal Investigation, and Department of Homeland Security. In her testimony, Officer Pamela Romero said Bahena Rivera had admitted to seeing Tibbetts and finding her hot and attractive. Bahena Rivera told Romero that he pulled his car over and approached her. She attempted to reach for her phone to call police and it upset him. Romero said a fight ensued and Tibbetts slapped him. He claimed he got mad and then blacked out after that. Romero testified the next thing Bahena Rivera remembered was driving, seeing his headphones in his lap and remembering Tibbetts was in the trunk. Authorities and Bahena Rivera drove to 2478 460th Avenue, where they found the body of Tibbetts in the cornfield. The DCI criminalist Amy Johnson took the stand last week to talk about bloodstains found in the black Chevrolet Malibu that Bahena Rivera drove. She also explained the crime scene where Tibbetts was found. Iowa State Crime Lab criminologist Tara Scott confirmed that blood matching Tibbetts was found in the trunk of the Chevrolet Malibu. And no charges will be filed after the parents of a 5-year-old complained a Humboldt School District bus driver had bruised their son's neck. The Olsons lived in Webster County, and that's where the incident allegedly occurred. The family felt the Humboldt School District didn't take the situation seriously enough. Webster County Sheriff Luke Fleener issued a statement saying after his deputies took a report and investigated the matter, they referred the case to the Webster County Attorney's Office, which determined there was not sufficient evidence to sustain a criminal conviction. And finally in the news, a Saturday morning crash in Fort Dodge left a half a dozen people injured and knocked out power to part of the city. And Fort Dodge police say a man driving the truck apparently had a medical episode before he hit a utility pole and then collided with the SUV. The SUV was carrying 4 children as passengers. All 6 people in both vehicles suffered injuries and were taken to a Fort Dodge hospital for treatment. Police have not released the names of drivers as of the latest report. That is a check of our news this morning here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.